Zeg Nishma Savior Yaakov Yisrael Pilchas, Zeg Nishma Daniel Shane about Yeshua Falak. Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's share is going to be solely on Zoom. So for everyone who normally comes face to face, we should let them know that we're doing everything on Zoom today. We want to wish Mazel Tov to Ezra Hagler Shlita upon his engagement, and you know, I said to myself, you know, there's a whole discussion now in the YU whether you're allowed to sing, you know, in YU. That's because of the virus with singing. That's the one of the latest in Yonim. So I said, oh, now it's going to work out good because everything's going to be on Zoom, so we could sing for Ezra, and we won't have any problems with the singing issue on Zoom. So, is there any other people coming on? Should we wait just a little bit? I know Ezra has to go soon. Where's the rest of the Oilam? Are they coming on soon? We'll wait another minute, and then we'll sing. And today we're in packet hay on Schiris for Kablonis. Baruch Hashem, should all be well. And Ilan will send you the recording afterwards, so you'll put it up today. Okay, Baruch Hashem, Ilan, hear me? Ilan?
Yeah, no problem, Rabbi.
Yeah.
Rabbi, I hear you. No problem.
You hear me? Okay. We're going to do another tshuva from the Nodi Yehuda today. Fascinating discussion about whether if you own a store, say you own a shoe store, and you want to keep it open on Shabbos, so are you allowed to have a guy work in the store on Shabbos for the Jew? That's the teshuva, the Noda Yehuda. And he discusses it in terms of kablonis and things like Schiris and things like that. And that's going to be the topic of the teshuva. This is a different teshuva than we did last week. Last week we did about if it's kablonis, but everyone in the city knows it's kablonis, so do we say therefore there's no chashash, and whether we worry about the question of Chol HaMoed, and we worry about Orchim or not Orchim, right? That was the shiur from last week. Okay. So is anyone else coming? Do you know if anyone else is coming today?
Okay. I can post in the group. Did we by any chance sing for Ezra yet?
That's what I just talked about. Okay. I said today solved the problem, because in YU they don't want you to sing these days. Because of the, so I said, oh, so today we're going to have Shir, everyone's on Zoom, so this way it'll be taken care of. We'll be able to sing, and we don't have to worry about the problem of singing in YU. So we'll take care of all the issues of the day. You see how Kadosh Baruch Hu...
There's a significant outbreak at Stern, but whatever.
Yeah? Well, don't, yeah, okay, we'll speak about that after, but I don't want to be recorded now, so...
breakout room.
Okay, we're going to sing. Okay, Mazel Tov to Ezra Hagler. Simin Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehei Lonu, Lechol Yisrael. Simin Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehei Lonu, Lechol Yisrael. Simin Tov, Mazel Tov. Simin Tov u'Mazel Tov Yehei Lanu K'shu L'chol Yisrael. Simin Tov u'Mazel Tov. Simin Tov u'Mazel Tov Yehei Lanu K'shu L'chol Yisrael. Simin Tov u'Mazel Tov Yehei Lanu L'chol Yisrael. Simin Tov Uhu mazal tov yehilanu v'lechal Yisrael simen tov mazal tov simen tov mazal tov yehilanu v'lechal Yisrael simen tov mazal tov yehilanu v'lechal Yisrael simen tov. Oh, mazel tov, yehelanu. Oh, lechal Yisrael, simen tov. Oh, mazel tov, simen tov. Oh, mazel tov, yehelanu. Oh, lechal Yisrael. Okay, Yishkayach. Mazel tov. Okay, we're doing another tshuva from the... Yeah. Another
tshuva. Thank you, Abby.
Okay. Baruch Vatzlacha. See you later, Rez Hashem. Okay, you can stay as long as you'd like, but, you know, whatever works for you. Okay. So, page 9. The Noda Yehuda, page 9. Okay, so this is... This is a fascinating topic. The Noda Yehuda here in Simen Chaf Tes in Orchaim Madur Tinyana. That means the second volume of Orchaim. Okay, so let's see the topic. Imutar lahoshiv nochri b'shabbos limkor b'chanos shal Yisrael. So this is a very interesting topic. In other words, you have a store. Say you have a store. You have a shoe store, whatever. And you run the shoe store. But on Shabbos, you're not going to go in to run the store. But you would still like to have the store open. So can you get a guy to sit in the store the whole Shabbos and do the sales? Or is that a annual... So that's the discussion, and this is going to relate to. So the first thing is Lechora, he's doing something for you on Shabbos, right? He's doing Mekach u'Memkar for you on Shabbos, so that's one problem. And then if you are going to earn the money from the sales, isn't that Schar Shabbos that you're not allowed to? You're not allowed to have Schar Shabbos. You can't make money on Shabbos, even if you're not doing Melacha. So one problem is the guy is doing a Dover Isser for you on Shabbos. And the second thing is that you're earning money on Shabbos. Right? So those are offhand two problems that have to be circumvented for this to be mutter. So let's look on page 9. So he's writing... Shuvah tovim hashnayim heim haktsinim chorim skonim hagivirim hamfursomim Yisrael and Rav Moshe. So he's writing a letter to Yisrael and to Rav Moshe. Kapit, whatever. Michtavim tohor v'al odos she'iloson b'mashen ogele dina in ani ma'od she'noslim levni notzal mi'ishish shavus. He says he's impressed that these people... See, today, someone would write such a letter, such a shaila, we think he's crazy. What, are you going to leave your store open on Shabbos? So the Noda Yehuda is first praising him. I'm happy that you're concerned and, you know, not to violate Shabbos. He says, I don't want to procrastinate answering you. Whereas whatever happened in the past, happened in the past. Well, we want to see what's going to be for the future. He says, see, originally the store was in a non-Jewish street. V'nochri yoshe b'socha, mikol mokom l'fi anirem mi mechtavam, v'nochri hazeh shechir hu, mikvodem haroma, Femenosim Schayadul Kach Vakach Lushavu. In other words, it seems that the Nochri is like a Schir Yom. Right? You're paying him, say, per day or per week. Kach Vakach Lushavu, Kach Vakach Lushono, you're paying him for the year. In Kain Ein Lanochri Shum Nafkusi, Mizdamin Kona Olo. In other words, so whether somebody is going to come, you know, you're not paying him based on how many sales there's going to be. Right? You're going to pay him either by the week, by the year, by the month, no matter how many sales there are. Ben kachu, ben kachu, no to schara. The dovers are osir, shim kein masha mocha anochi b'shabas osir rach l'tovas Yisrael. So basically, he's not paying anything, he's not getting any more money. If he makes one sale, he makes no sales, or he makes 10 sales. He's going to get a certain amount of money per the week, for the day, whatever. So basically, any sale that he's doing is going to be for the benefit of the Israel, because his income is not affected by how many, what he accomplishes. Even though Mekach Memkar in itself is only a din derabbanan, afil hachi osur, afil only day nochri, because one could tie that maybe the amir lenochri is a shvus, is a derabbanan, and Mekach Memkar is also a derabbanan, so it's a shvus to shvus, afil hachi osur, afil only day nochri, she'ez adom el mashe mavur b'simin reish memhei siv dalad. Yochel Yisrael, Hashem Hanochri Shuto Vecholek B'Schar V'Adayzit Nafshi Ovid. In other words, if it's like an Aresis type of thing, in other words, he's saying that whatever sales you make, so the Nochri will get 30% of the income. So that's Aresis. So that he's doing it for his own benefit, he's working. Because the more sales he makes, the more income he gets. Because if he gets 30%, so it depends on how more, 30% of a greater sum will be a greater sum. A Jew could give schor to a goy, and he gives them, they make a certain amount of money that he's going to get. Uvad shal yomar mechor b'shabbos. In other words, so the guy is sitting in the store, he's making sales, and he's going to tell them how much he's going to get. As long as he doesn't tell them to sell on Shabbos, the made a kovei hachanus sheyimkor kodem haShabbos lo yimkor b'Shabbos. Aval hamoshiva b'chanus moshiva limkor b'chol yom. In other words, if he's just tell the guy to here, I have this fancy whatever ornament, so go sell it. So. So then he can sell it whenever he wants. As long as he doesn't tell it to sell on Shabbos. The Shamayinu Kovei Achonus Kuvshiyim Kodem HaShabbos Lo Yim Kodem HaShabbos. Aval HaMoshivu B'chanus, but a person, he doesn't just give him an item. He's sitting in the store. His job is to sit in the store and sell shoes on Shabbos. It's not like he wants him to sell whatever he wants. He'd love him to make sales on Friday and make sales on Shabbos also. So it's not like I tell you to just sell this thing and whenever you want to sell it, you can sell it. Here, I want you to be in the store whatever days I'm not there. So if I'm not there on Shabbos and I'm not there on Sunday, so you're selling, so you should sell. And I'd love you to sell on Shabbos and on Sunday.
Right?
Right? He has a chanas kavua, and he's telling him to, and he's in the store, and he's telling him to, could be the guy's in the store the whole week also. And he's in the store on Shabbos also. So then he wants to, but he's a schir yom. Right? He's getting paid by the day, or by the week. And he's doing some, he's doing a service for the Jew. So schir yom is chorvade aser, right? Kablonis, we say, could be mutter, and then it's a marasayin el schir yom. But this is schir yom amish. So what's the issue? So he has an eitz. So lachora, at first glance, it's aser, because it's mamish a schir yom. You're paying him per day. Said he's doing a service for you on Shabbos that's also to do on Shabbos. He's doing mekach memkar on Shabbos. V'yesh kan derech slulu ninotzel gamrei mechashash yisher. So he says, I have an eitza to get out of the problem. Shem yifstuku emanoch rilite lo mikol elef sheyimkor dovar kotzuv. A few pruta. He says, so the way they could do it is like this. Every $1,000 that you sell, then you're going to get a certain amount of that you could keep for yourself. Every $1,000 you sell, you can keep a certain amount, even if it's just a pruta. In other words, every $1,000 or whatever that you of sales that you make, you're going to make a certain amount of schar from that. Either you'll give like $300 from every $1,000 that you sell, I'll get $700, you get $300. Or mikol mea kifi ritzonim. Or mikol kikar v'kikar. Mikol kikar v'dover zeh yeh lanochri chutz mea schir shenostim lo. In other words, this is in addition to his payment that he's getting for working every day. He's also going to get this amount of bonus based on how much sales he made. So he says, so basically what we did was we turned in the so it's really schir yom and it's kablonis. It's schir yom because he's being paid by the day or by the week. But it's also kablonis because he's paid for the job. In other words, the job is to sell $1,000 worth. Once you get $1,000 worth, then you of sales, then I will give you the nochri $300 for profit. So once I'm giving you a profit based on the job and not just based on the day, so then you're working for that money. And that's kablonis. Reb Avrom.
Hi.
How are you?
If it's such an immaterial amount, if it's even a pruton $1,000, it seems like it's really not material. It's not motivating, really.
Right, you're saying if it's just a pruton.
If the guy's getting paid, you know, $200 a day, and he's only going to make $5 from doing this, it doesn't make sense that that would be enough motivation that the Nachri would really be doing it because he has a personal interest.
Right. So Avram is a very practical person. He's a very practical person. He's practical. So, but you're saying, what's motivating? I'm motivated by Pruta. But the answer is, that halacha works with the halacha categories. So even though psychologically it's not a motivation, but Lamaisa, if you're getting some money for this, so we view it as that you're doing it to get that money. Even though psychologically you're not really doing it to get a Pruta. But we can now categorize it in a way that you're getting some money for your... For the amount that we for the job, in other words, that you're getting money for the daily wage, you're also getting money for a job. What's the job? Selling $1,000 of schora. And once you get the silence, oh, we give we give you an amount. Once we cuts at something, once we, then even a pruta we cuts it, and then it has a halacha category of kablonis. So you're right, psychologically, and you know, in terms of that, and motivation, and all these things, you're right. But that's not the way the halacha categories work. Because once it's something that you're getting something because you did a job, then it's also called kablonis. So basically he's saying it's kablonis and schirus, because he's getting paid per day, whether he sells zero or he's getting a flat rate salary per day. He's also getting paid an amount based on if he reaches a certain amount, then he'll get, and that's like kablonis, because kablonis you're getting paid for the job, not for anything else. So the omnam. So it's interesting that, but if I understand it correctly, what he's saying now is that if you have kablonis and schiris together, so then it would still be okay. Even though the mice, it's, because, right, which would might have some ramifications to the discussion whether the adrikal, the contractor, is getting paid by kablonis, and then the underlings are being paid by schiris. That whole discussion that we had with the Alter Rebbe permitting it, and the Mershag asks it. By the way, talking about the Mershag, there was just a... In the Kestenbaum auction, they had an auction recently where they were selling a tshuva from the Marshag that was never printed before in Hilchas Nida. So YU was discussing whether they should bid for it. In the end, they didn't. But I have a copy of the they put out different things they were selling, so they have it. You have to look at it carefully, but it's a fascinating tshuva in Hilchas Nida that was on the auction of in Kestenbaum. It's an auction house, so I was just looking at the tshuva because they put it on. They advertise the tshuva, so you can read it. It's just hard to read, but you can get the original copy of the Ksav Yad of the Marshag. So just pointing that out. He says, "Omna ma sheish ledaber b'zeh hu ma shechitshu ato sherotzim sheyu hachanus hazu beveisam shem darim bo." In other words, they want to now move the store to the Jew's house. In other words, a lot of people would have this. They have a basement. They have a store in their basement. You know, people sell jewelry in the basement, and they sell clothes in the basement, right? You know. So they want to move. So till now, the person that had a store, and it was in a Goyish neighborhood or whatever. Now they want to move the store to the Jew's house, and they want it to be open on Shabbos, with the guy, getting how we just described it, that he'll get money for the daily wage, and he'll also get money for the. So the question is, so he says. In other words, you won't have to go into the Jew's home. In other words, there'll be a side entrance where it'll go straight to the store. In other words, the front entrance will go to the house where they live. The side entrance we'll go to the basement, and that's where the store is. Ve'ena nochit tzorich latzeis v'lavo derech ha'adorim sholehem, rach me'erchov tutoch ha'chanos. So maybe that makes it better. That is a separate entrance. U'lefi nusach she'ilosam ha'muna ha'nochri hazeh yoshev bo levado. And the guy is in the store. He's the only one there on Shabbos in the store part of the house. because the Yid is not going to go in there on Shabbos, right? He's going into the front door. This is where he lives. He's going to make coming in after shul to make kiddush, eat the meal, and the other and the side entrance is where the goy is, and where the goyim who are coming into the house to buy merchandise on Shabbos. In other words, the Kesar is letting them have this business. And we have to, but if you close on Shabbos, you have to be choshesh that he won't let them. Yesh lochosh lebitol hachirius shehu hefsed rav. Kam ikar yisor shachirius halal hu shenikral lembank. Yefshar linol delos b'fnei halovin v'chol eili yesh lochosh latkar hu hefsed rav zashorosh hashela. In other words, so he's letting them open. He's letting them do this thing, but I don't know exactly what his interest is that he should. But somehow it's the Kesar's interest that it should. Why they needed the special permission?
I'm sorry, Rabbi. Could that be like a loan bank at a lower interest rate than the other goyim are selling, something like that?
Yeah. So say what you're saying, Rav Katan.
It's a loan bank. It's a small bank where they're lending money. And the rates, he said, mochrim hanochrim yozir hamekach mashenoch mochrim hanochrim, like they would be lending money at a lower rate than what the goyim are lending. I don't know.
And why? And the Kesar, what? He wants them to do that?
The Kesar is allowing it. They need a permission from the Kesar to do it because they would be competing with other boyim who are lending at a higher interest rate. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. So he's letting them do it, and if they don't do it, they'll have a hefset. So he says, do. She'adover kosher beinai lahatir kichol hamaslo shalahem hema al ikar hachanos v'lo yir hamaslo zu al mas sheposkim b'chanos hazeh b'vesem. There was one thing is if they had a store in a non-Jewish neighborhood. But here they're making the store in the guy's home. V'lo b'yodim lahaniach k'mo ad heina b'rchov hanochrim. In other words, he could have left the store in the goyish neighborhood. Aval lefi shenir beinai shekam im hachanos hazeh yeh But it could be that since it's mefursim that it's a yid's geschäft, then maybe it really doesn't matter where the store is. Oh, so he says, "Yinei mashe kosavtem ki lekap sveka eslechem sheemtzo heter b'mekach u'memkar shumutzar atzmo d'rabbanis." So what is he saying? Mekach u'memkar really is only an issa d'rabban, right? To do commerce on Shabbos and Yontiv is only an issa d'rabban. So he says, but he says, "Dover Godol dibru b'ze, v'aval mitchiva ani omer, b'asher poshut b'einechem shanoch mi'atzmo inu oseh b'ze shum melacha shel Torah." But he says it's not so poshut that the nochi is not doing a daraisa. Rak iser hashvus shel mekach u'memk ve'etzli dover ze atzmo inu poshut zaloshen beis Yosef shekasher hevi sham divrei Mordechai the pasuk Aram al yudim akodim ham mechasim shi'itim Aram liskor lenochim. The Shabbos is bekibol. It's because the Maram of Sheish Lachalik Shachaisa Kibol Shehiter Yushalmi, whom Noch Ainsu Kovelo Noch Vilasis Malachal Dafka Beshabbos, of Mechas Kovelo Rak Beshabbos, Nikomokam Nirli Rai Lahatir, Shetir Mishum Sedev Kosabi, is it even made that Lamle Lenoch Ladura Aperbisha Hishik, yeah? So could be the businessman have to keep records. So maybe he's going to be writing. So it's not so simple that it's that the guy is only going to do the rabbanans. It could be he has to write. But it shouldn't matter either way, because even if it's only the rabbanan, it's a rabbanan. It's a shvus to shvus. But shvus to shvus is mutter b'makom mitzvah. Here's no makom mitzvah. You know. So either way, if it's a deraisa he's doing or the rabbanan, it still should be yosser. But here it's a deraisa. Here it's a mefursam. The hasam don't belike a pseida. Well, hecha the ikah pseida. Next page. Yachad modu the shari. Hare mefursh sheav she kabbalas mechas mitzad asma who isid rabbanim kumokum al deh haksiv who isid torah. Hachanam b'shiv hachana shemocher tzaruch lichtov v'pinkas ma shemocher. So he says, first of all, it probably is a deraisa what the guy is going to do, because he has to keep track of the inventory of how much was sold, how much they have, how much is left. So that's the first thing that they're talking now. Is the guy going to be doing a Nisa D'Raisa or a Nisa D'Rabbanan? If it's just Mecha Chumemka, maybe it's only a Nisa D'Rabbanan. If it's not, it could be a Nisa D'Raisa. He says, B'ni HaRav HaChor V'Chocham, Shmuel Heshiv L'Yadomi L'Issa Torah Shabishlam Aguf HaMechira Avshalo Omer Yudi Befeve Sheyimkor B'Shabbos Mikomokom Kevin Shemeshiva B'Chor V'Chanos Nichlo Sheyimkor B'Chol Yom. So he says he wants the guy to be there. So he says, obviously he wants him to work every day. But he says the writing, he can write whatever he wants. He doesn't have to write on Shabbos. He just doesn't want to forget. So he's going to write on Shabbos. But that's Adaita de Nafshe. So really, it's probably only the Rabbanan, because the writing, he could write any time. He could write it after Shabbos. Only question is, he's afraid he's going to forget, so that's why he's writing it on Shabbos. But that's a Daita D'Nafshe, he's writing it on Shabbos. He can wait till Motzai Shein. He doesn't have to write. He has to be there on Shabbos. That he has to be, because he has to make the sales on Shabbos. So that he has to be. And that could be, maybe it's only the Rabbanan. The fact that he's recording it, to now keep the records, that's his business. That he doesn't want to make a mistake. So that does not necessarily have to do on Shabbos. So he says, "Amarti im chacham bni ismach libi v'yafa kevin bni tibishlam mechaz malkam shadarkam luchtov im kei zesh nosen mechaz lo yitein b'lo ksav harehu tzarch lahara shetzila kamelin king she Yisrael Moshe v'anochri l'kabel mechaz b'Shabbos Moshevi yichtov b'lo the b'lo ksiv lo yinu lo avam." Moshe b'chanos kevin she'ef shalom kar b'loksi v'im kein mitchilo l'mkor b'shova v'olachtov. So it's not necessarily he's hiring him to write. And then you have the opinion of the Ramah. I don't know, the Ramah's opinion is duv k'siv shoksav galchos eino ela shvus, right? The Ramah's sheet is that it has to be a k'sav ashuris, like the k'sav of a Sefer Torah is, or maybe only that is k'sav d'araisa. But you're writing, and you don't write in the regular block letters of like a Sefer Torah. Maybe that's only the Rabbanan. So that's another possibility that it should be the Rabbanan. And so you always have the Ramah to be somech on. So now Meata, next paragraph. Yesh alein alod don mashem b'vur b'simin reish nun bei shafil kibolos osu b'beis Yisrael imurak b'mashanochri osu malacha gemura. So he says, but if something is kablonis, it's also in the base Israel. In other words, So he says, if he's telling you to do a Daraisa, it's certainly a problem. Even the Darabonans, there could be a din of Shvus, a din of Mar signed by the Darabonans the Shach speaks about. And so maybe they're going to think that he did a Darabonan, and it's a Shvus to Shvus. But maybe, even though Shvus to Shvus is only mutter, say, a Makom Mitzvah, and here it's not a Makom Mitzvah, but maybe you don't have to, there's no din of Chashad. In other words, the whole idea of these, of the Kablonis, is it's a Chashad of Mar Sayin, that maybe you did a Skir Yom. But maybe they never made a din, the Mar Sayin Halacha, on a Shvus to Shvus. That's what he's saying. Well, there's a machlokis in the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya between the Ramah and the Shach, whether there's a din of Mar signed by the Rabbanans or not. Right? If you have Chol of Shkedim with meat, coconut milk with meat. So the Shaila is there with chicken, say. It's only the Rabbanan. But it's coconut. So do we have a din of Mar signed that people think it's regular milk? But anyway, it's only a Darabonan because it's chicken. So that's the machlokas. But he says, even if you say that there is Mar Sayin on a but maybe the din is that we're choshish you not to do chablonis because people think it's Schir Yom, maybe that was never said by a Shvus to Shvus. So therefore, all you're telling him is, I want you to be in the store on Shabbos and make sales for me. And you're not telling him he has to write. He's going to have to write to get the records down. And if he writes after Shabbos, it's fine. He's just doing it for himself. Because he knows if he waits till after Shabbos, he's going to forget. So he's writing it. But that you're not telling him to do. So as long as you're not telling him to do, then he could write even on Shabbos. And that's not considered that you told him to do a Daraisa. He's doing it for himself, so he shouldn't forget. So he says, so if it's only the Rabbanan, that what he's going to do for the Yid, he's only going to sit in the store for the Yid, and it's a Kablonus, so then maybe it's okay. Avshar Beis Yosef, Hevesi Dvar, Leel Kosov, Alhai, Kabbalah Smechus, Hikshal, Aram, Shuri Dovazem, Far Hesihu, Kagav, Nalekaman, Dushorim, Kain, Chazin, Tafil, Kabbalah Smechus, Shushvus mitzaratz, v'afil hachi, kosev, d'lekev, v'man d'shari, b'kai gavne, b'far hesya, sh'af b'shvus, d'shvus chashinu l'chashoda. But he says that he thinks even b'shvus d'shvus, nirlani as daiti, sh'gam mizeh raya, sh'olai v'asyos l'ukshaza, l'ter sarish, g'mesi, yisir terot, etc. But he says like this. Elamiyuv to the Maram Shahushiv is a nochri rachle Shabbosos. Im came by Emes Omer lo lahaishi yikabal hamechas Shabbos hazeh lo kilku ba miru lanochri ben Omer lo lasos mulach ha-gmur ben Omer lo lasos shavus aval heichas ha Yisrael eino Omer lo beferish shiyase b'Shabbos gam hiu b'kabalonis had to go much and nochri adaited nafshik ovid, alam kevan shahu beves Yisrael. There was a chor, everything should be okay because he's not. Maybe it should be okay, it's kablonis. But it's beves Yisrael, so maybe there's a chashad. So that people will think it's not kablonis. So what does he mean? So he says, even if you're going to do it before Shabbos, you're going to tell them to do something on Shabbos. So now you're doing it, you're telling them kablonis. So he said that maybe if you tell him before Shabbos, maybe that halacha doesn't apply. The Isser of Kablonis. He says, Lo chilku b'amir l'nachri b'mochad d'oraz l'isser v'man kozum b'shmo t'lomar b'shabbos atzma l'nachri sh'yashar s'fus the v'furash of al davar zeh sh'himti b'yisyoz l'afil l'omar l'nachri kodem Shabbos sh'yam sem Shabbos t'ave oz m'shum s'fus lo shamanu b'div y'shar poskim v'sayim v'mishlo mochad sh'el esor b'kibolas afil omar l'erv Shabbos sh'imsi abas Yosef. He says maybe kablonis before Shabbos is mutter. So he says, the Mishnah Melech says, the Lomar B'Shabbos Atzma L'Nochri, Sheyasha Shvus, but to tell a guy to do a Derabbanan on Shabbos itself, that's Aser. Even though it's a Shvus to Shvus, but it's Aser. Because Shvus to Shvus is not just Mutter, it has to be Shvus to Shvus Mokum Mitzvah, or Shvus to Shvus Mokum Hefzeh. You know, it has to be shvus shvus, just not shvus to shvus. It has to be shvus to shvus, and therefore it's mutter because it's hefsed or makom mitzvah, etc. So, but what if you do it before Shabbos? You tell him to do it. You tell him before Shabbos. So the Beis Yosef says. That's also Aser. That's also Aser. So he says, that's what the Beis Yosef says. Tafil lomar l'nachu karim shav shiyase b'shav z'dover Aser mishum shvus lo shamanu. But say you tell it to him. In other words, it was to tell a guy before Shabbos to do a derabbanon. The Beis Yosef says that's aser. But what if you're telling him to do a kablanis, and then which is only aser mishum chashad? So it's not even. Was you telling a guy to do a kablanis? So that's a derabbanan. V'alochosh gam mishum chash. But so why is it a problem? Because people are not going to realize it's kablanis. They're going to think it's a schir yom, right? V'alochosh gam mishum chashada shiachshedu sheyisrael tzivau lo chashine. Devadav sheyachshedu lo yachshedu also she'omer b'shabbes. So inokri Yosef, they're not going to be choishes that he said he should do it on Shabbos. She'enochi Yosef kolimos haShavua v'yachshedu she'omer lo b'tchilas shashana or be'es she'hoshivu lo l'chein lo chashine b'zeh l'chashada. So let's see what he says. In other words, if you have kablonis, right? So kablonis really is mutter mikra din, but there's a chashad that people are not going to think you did schir yom. People are going to think you did schir yom. But what if the whole thing is only a drabanan? So then maybe that doesn't apply to a drabanan. Those to build a house, that's a daraisa. Right? To be a contractor, to build a house, that's a daraisa. But to sit in the store, an unbelievable thing. You want a guy to sit in the store. And keep the store open. He's going to sit in the store, and he's not going to do any daraisas. Even if he'll write, that's all he's doing it for himself. So there, and it's kablonis, because you're going to pay him based on the job. What's the job? The job is to hit $1,000 sales. So he's really getting a daily wage, but he's also getting kablonis. And it's only a derabanan. So maybe if you say it before Shabbos, it should be okay. Is that really anything? Wow. But he says he only wants to be matarid because it's a tzorach, they can lose the whole thing. He'll rent out the basement. Wow. So he says he wants to be mater, the Noda Behuda says. That was to keep the store open. I mean, there was a tzorach here with the keser, whatever. And he's gonna hire him b'kablonis, but he's also schir yom, and he's also kablon. And he's going to let him open on Shabbos because the deal was set up before Shabbos. And he says that maybe the Beis Yosef's Chiddush that you can't tell a goy to do a drabanan, that's only on Shabbos. He's not going to think that he's doing it. He told him to do it on Shabbos, and maybe the Isser is only on Chashad, is only on Shabbos. So, b'meila, if you do it before Shabbos, so no one's going to be choshed you that. So they'll think you did it before Shabbos. So before Shabbos, to tell a goy to do a derabanan, maybe is not a problem. So he says the Beis Yosef says a chiddush. To lomar b'Shabbos atzmo l'nochu shiyasha shvus, that's aser, right? To tell a guy on Shabbos to do with the rabbanon, it's aser. But over zeh shehimtzei Beis Yosef, afil lomar l'nochu kodem b'Shabbos shiyasha b'Shabbos davar aser mishum shvus. So that's not so posh. That's the Beis Yosef's chiddush. To shemano b'divrei shar poskim sem mishum l'aser kablos afil lomar l'nochu b'erev Shabbos mishum b'Yosef. In other words, he can't tell a Jew to do a Rabbanon on Shabbos. And the Beis Yosef is Chadash even on Erev Shabbos. It's Pasha that on Shabbos you can't tell him. But on Erev Shabbos, that's the Beis Yosef's Chiddush. Afil lomar lenochri kodem Shabbos yaseh b'Shabbos dover osur mishum shavus lo shamanu. But he says the Beis Yosef also says that that b'kabbalonis you can't do an Erev Shabbos. So that he says not so pashut, because kabbalonis is really mutter. It's only a chashad that people think you do schir yom. So maybe that doesn't apply if you're doing it on Erev Shabbos. And it's a drabanon that he's doing. So then it could be okay if it's on Erev Shabbos. And it's only a question of a chashad. Because it's kablonis. Wow. And he says, here in this case, we're afraid that he's going to be a big hefsed, then he could be makel. So he's saying that if you make up a thing with a guide, you want to keep your store open. You want to keep your store open on Shabbos, to have a guy sit there on Shabbos, and he doesn't have to, and he'll make the sales. And it's going to be a mokel hefsed, because if they don't open it, you know, like sometimes you know, open Shabbos, they're going to lose all the customers. So the Noda Yehuda says, if you do it from before Shabbos, and it's only on the Rabbanon, so the Rabbanon on Shabbos Zichros, in Beis Yosef even before Shabbos also, but before Shabbos on the Rabbanon, and it's only Kablanos, then maybe it's Mutter, but Mokum Hefsit. So he says, if there's no chashad, Hanochi Yoshev, Hanochi is sitting there alone, even on the weekday, he's there.
So it's only when it's really kablanos?
Yeah, because the whole thing is whether he said that he's going to, for every $1,000 that he sells, he's going to get him.
So he has to set it up as kablanos.
He says it as kablanos.
Tell him Erev Shabbos.
And he tells him, right, which normally is obviously that's going to be. He's not going to make the deal on Shabbos itself. Yeah. It's all set up from before.
And well, you can't go knock on his door on Shabbos. Where are you?
Yeah.
If he doesn't show up, maybe.
Yeah, okay. But the kids, it was all done from before Shabbos, and it's only a chashad, because kablanos is really mutter. We just wish choshed you. So, and even though,
and hefsed merubah. So kablanos is really mutter. It's just a gzeira skir yom, right?
Right. And the chiddush over here is that he is a skir yom, but he's also a kabbal.
All right. That we're accepting.
Yeah. That which is also. And what about
that we do all the time.
But that's a tremendous chiddush, that he's a schir yom. So I think, I would think the Noda Yehuda would hold like the Alter Rebbe, that whenever you have the contractor, a kablan, and the underlings are schir yom. But it seems to say, that he's saying that whenever there's kablonis together with schir yom, it's viewed as kablonis.
Yeah. Maybe that, but the Alter Rebbe's case is where the etzim person is doing the etzim alofa.
Yeah.
This is schir yom.
Right.
Kablon is just.
And here he's not doing malacha. And what about schar Shabbos? What about schar Shabbos? Is it that it's Bahavlah? Is it he doesn't
talk about that?
I'm surprised he doesn't speak about Schar Shabbos. Why doesn't he talk about that?
Is that Deraisa?
No.
So have some Merubah helps?
Yeah, maybe. But this is a fascinating tshuva from the Oda Behuda, where he was matter leaving a store open on Shabbos if you have a guy sitting in the store for you. I mean, today no one would be matter that. You know, no one would tell us that somebody. But
he's also saying you should rent the store to the guy and he should sit there a whole week. No, you should ever sit with him.
Yeah.
So that's
Yanochi Yeshiv Levado B'chanos. Yeah. It's interesting that he only writes that at the very end. Is he saying that just as a yes or ace to make it more glot? Because in the whole cheshbon here, that doesn't seem to be part of the cheshbon, the ikir keter. Then at the end he says, and then he throws in.
How do you read these words? The last paragraph.
Then there on his side,
what does that mean? He's
not ready to commit yet with this.
Okay.
Now he's not gonna. But then he really thinks it's mutter, but it's like he's a little hesitant. But now, if you make it even better, that you rent out the house, and it's in his house, and the Nochri's there the whole week, and the Jew's not there. So then, az ani matya lehem. Originally he said, halacha lo l'maisa. That means he's not being, he thinks theoretically it's mutter, but I'm not going to tell you could do it. But the end, by the time he gets to the end of the paragraph, when he adds in these other clauses, he says, "Ani mati lahem, l'rov atir daki tzarti." So this is the second tshuva. The first tshuva we did last week about Chol HaMoed and Kablonis, when it's most, when everyone knows you do it be Kablonis. He matted, and then there's another heter of the Noda. So two tshuvas from the Noda Yehuda on the topic of Kablonis, so both Lekula.
This Mishnah Melech I find fascinating.
Yeah, let me hear.
We don't find anybody who argues on the who says what the Beis Yosef says, but we don't find anybody who argues either. And what's the chiddush? I would think if you can't do it on Shabbos, you can't tell him on Friday. You can't tell. Why is that such a chiddush?
Well, that's depending upon what the isser. Why the isser of mir lakum? Is it daber davar? Is it shlichus lechumra? So depending upon what that's how this farm right. Depending upon what
you mean, I'll say mir lakum part.
Yeah,
I thought the problem here is Shir Yain.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, that's what he says. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, Rabosai. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we're going to continue in packet 13. We're almost going to finish packet 13. And then we're going to go into a new. We're going to leave Erev Shabbos, and we're going to come to Shabbos now. I think we're going to do now the next Sugi of Kiddush B'Makom Suda.
And that's Rebbe, when we're going to Chazara, because I think there's only 3 more weeks of full classes left.
Yeah, okay. So maybe after we do Kiddush Mokum Suda. We'll do one more Sugya, something like that. We still have to finish the Basar B'Shabbos that we're in the middle of. And then we'll do...
There's a vacation coming up?
Yeah, well, then we have, they have Ben Azman. Okay, we still have time. But we usually have another Lima during the Ben Azman. So Nu, what's doing Akiva Poppers? Tell us the Chadashos of the Yeshiva.
Do you want to shut recording off?
Okay. I'll shut the